The question was asked whether Halal and Yom Atzmaut should be said with or without a blessing. So, in a nutshell, there are opinions that say it should be said with a blessing, there are opinions that say it should be said without a blessing, and there are opinions that say it shouldn't be said at all. They say that when Chazon Ish was asked, what do you do on Yom Atzmaut? So he said, I do the same thing that Ben Gurion does. I don't say Tachnon, and I don't say Halal. That's what they quote in the name Chazon Ish. I don't know if it's true or not. But if one is saying Halal, so whether it's said with a blessing or not, so there's an opinion that says yes, and there's an opinion that says no. The opinion that says yes holds that the chief rabbinate at the time had the power to institute Halal with a blessing. And of rabbis that hold that Halal should be said without a blessing, and one of them is Rabbi Avram Shapiro, the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz Rav Kook, and he held that it should be said without a blessing. So in the yeshiva, if there's a chazan whose rabbi happens to hold that you should say it with a blessing, so he says it with a blessing, and everyone answers Amen. There are years that the chazan does not say a blessing at all. During the years that Rabbi Goren was chief rabbi of Israel, so then Rabbi Avram Shapiro wanted people that in the yeshiva they should say, I think it was him, maybe it was Rav Tzvi Yehuda, but I don't remember, said that they should say with a blessing, simply out of respect to the chief rabbi. There should be a chazan whose rabbi holds there should be with a blessing. But Rabbi Shapiro himself, if I understood correctly, is of the opinion that it should be said without a blessing. But you guys are Talmidim at Mechon Meir, and every one of you should have his rabbi, either rabbi here or rabbi elsewhere. And if you don't have a rabbi, then I think Rav Bigon is your rabbi. So ask him. I don't know what he holds. I told you, Merkaz Rav, there's also a chazan that makes a bracha, but the Rosh Yeshiva doesn't make a bracha. Whoever wants to answer something to the chazan's bracha, the chazan's rabbi holds you should make a bracha. Yeah.
So, just to clarify, anyway, I think just for people that perhaps it's not that the issue. I mean, as far as most of people don't say bracha anyway for Rosh Chodesh and for many or most of the time when we say bracha, right? When we say amen, there's opinions that say that you always say amen. Is it right?
There are two customs going back to the time of the Talmud as to whether we say a bracha on Halel on Rosh Chodesh, on the times that we don't say a complete Halel. And some Sfaradim have the custom that they don't make a blessing at all on Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Others have the custom that they discern between a whole Halel and a Halel that's skipped. That when they skip in the Halel, like we do on Rosh Chodesh, they say Likro es a Halel. And when we say a complete Halel, like on Pesach, on the first night of Pesach, the first day of Pesach, then they say Ligmor es a Halel, to finish the Halel. And this is a custom that dates back to the time of the Talmud, these different customs about how we say Halel.
So is it played safer to say without the Bracha anyway?
It is definitely safer to say it without a blessing, because when it comes to blessings, we say when in doubt, you don't make a blessing.
In the Rabbanan, right?
So yeah.
Is there a problem saying amen to a blessing that someone else makes, even if that's a blessing in vain?
So in general, we say that amen yituma, an amen that's like an orphan that doesn't go on a blessing. The Gemara says, kol onan amen yituma yitmu banav. If one says an amen that's not attached to a blessing, then he said an orphaned amen, his children should be orphaned. It's not a good thing to just say amen. When I was a little kid, I used to stand there and think, what mitzvah could I do? So I said, must be somewhere in the world someone saying a bracha. Amen. I remember thinking this like, as a kid. But it doesn't work that way. The Gemara says a person shouldn't say amen unless he himself heard the blessing. But it seems, again, I didn't see this inside, but it seems that when... seems that Rabbi Shapiro holds that in this case, being that person's rabbi holds he should make a blessing, so he's legitimate in making the blessing. So I could say amen on that blessing.
For Rabbi Shapiro, the cook, it sounded like there's a difference between before and after the 67 war. After the 67 war, it sounded like from Zev, you know, my favorite Zev, it sounded like he was saying that after that, he for sure said that you should say bracha. I don't know.
I don't know.
The source of whatever.
I don't know.
I heard that it has to do with the rabbinate instituting after certain, after the rabbinate.